Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So we understand that Oregon, the state of Oregon, has now recriminalized drug possession after overdoses had skyrocketed. I'm telling you, why do we have to learn those lessons the hard way? We could have easily told them that if you decriminalized the drug possession, you were going to get more drug problems in that regard. Folks, unfortunately, it takes something like that, I suppose, to try to put that policy back in place. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number three is officially launching at this very moment, and you are part of it. Kyle Warren with you, of course. We'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com here in just a moment after we give you the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. And we are going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you'd like to opine, if you'd like to ask Denise a question or make a comment about what we're talking about here. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send a direct message for Denise as well this morning while we're talking with her. And once again, folks, we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. Let's not waste any more time. Let's go right over and welcome Denise Simon back to the program. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, as we were talking about right before we went up to the top of the hour news, we were talking about what happened in Gaza with the most unfortunate. It's very, very regrettable. But obviously now we've got Israel, you know, is going to be on the receiving end, it would appear, of retaliations by Iran. There have been protests all over the place, we understand. Mm-hmm. They're burning the American flag. And I'm not trying to be funny here, Denise, but obviously I thought, hey, Joe Biden is kind of, you know, in their view, kind of coming around to the whole pro-Hamas thing. You know, why burn the American flag, for goodness sake? But, of course, that's exactly what they're doing.
Meanwhile, Tony Blinken is headed to Saudi Arabia. Now, why is he going there? Oh, he decided that this might be a good time to have some new talks again with Saudi Arabia to join the Abraham Accords.
Wow.
Yeah. So is his case going to be to convince Saudi Arabia that, you know, we can all get along with the Palestinians and that Israel is doing all the right things, so please be on the side of these other countries that are part of the Abraham Accords and join with us? I mean, I'm not even sure how that conversation would necessarily look.
Well, do you think this is this predicated on the two-state solution? We're going to, you know, put the Palestinians back in Gaza, basically, and try to start this whole thing up again, or more land for peace, or what do you think?
I actually think it's the bigger part of the discussion is going to be, what do we do with the Palestinians in Gaza after all this is over? And would you, as a country, be willing to be part of a Middle East peacekeeping force when it comes to Gaza, so the whole burden doesn't have to be on Israel? Because if it is, then Gaza 10 years from now will look exactly as it does today.
Indeed, and we won't be getting anywhere. But this whole idea of a two-state solution seems to be, you know, brought up again, bandied about. But Israel is not really going to be on board with a so-called two-state solution.
No.
I mean that ship has sailed because they have been over backwards for very, very, very long time to try to shoehorn that whole thing into this
situation.
Well,
if you want a two-state solution, why does it have? Why does Israel have to give up anything? How much more do they have to give up?
Right.
You know, they've given up part of the West Bank. They've given up Gaza. I mean, how much more? So why isn't there a part of a state that's carved out in the Sinai? I keep saying it. And, I mean, to me, it just makes all kinds of sense.
Well, and I'm not trying to interrupt, but I think that because it does make sense, it sounds like a solution, right? And
of course.
If you had a solution to this problem, then you would no longer have the need to try to destroy Israel all the time and get money and all this other stuff and live high on the hog while everybody, while the Palestinians suffer as you, the great Hamas leader, you know, just kind of do your thing.
Right. And you know, more Palestinians live in Jordan today than actually live in Gaza. So where is King Abdullah in all of this? He seems to be just as silent as President al-Sisi of Egypt.
Right. Well, this, but again, you know, I can think, if you're talking about carving out an area, well, that to me seems like the jobs, the development, I mean, almost starting at ground, you know, it's you know, square one, basically, you would be starting this whole new thing, and that would be a road to prosperity. I mean, you're gonna have to employ a lot of people. It's going to be this major project that's going to happen.
You know, the Palestinians, I think, in a lot of ways, were necessarily on the road and had the ability to be on the road to prosperity. But before Hamas, there was Fatah. And they were there because of the militant wing of the Palestinians and the militancy of Iran. So, you know, when Israel left Gaza, they left quite the infrastructure for them. You know, we're leaving you businesses, we're leaving you buildings, we're leaving you water and electricity and all this infrastructure. To what thanks did Israel get for leaving all that and handing it off to, you know, whomever? They got nothing. They got years of war and years of conflicts and tunnels and so forth and so on, and a minimum of 30,000 radicalized militant Palestinians in Israeli jails.
Indeed, indeed. Mm-hmm. And there's, because there's a hatred factor there, hatred against the Jews. It's so terrible. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with Denise Simon. Stay right there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, the machine that is this program continues to churn, everybody. And we're glad that you're there on this Wednesday morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And I do want to quickly make reference to the earthquake, of course, that we've seen happen in Taiwan. It is a very, very sad thing that's occurred, obviously. They're still trying to figure out exactly how many people might have been injured in this. We know that there are about four people so far, according to official reports, that have died. We know at least 57 were injured in the quake there. But obviously these pictures that we're looking at of these buildings that are just leaning over in such a precarious way is really just very, very scary to look at, no doubt about it. And Denise Simon is with us again this morning from FoundersCode.com. Denise, what are you hearing about some of the latest that we're getting out of Taiwan?
Six dead. And you've got, I think, Japan. They're worried about tsunamis here. It was a 7.5 earthquake. I don't know if that's going to get revised up or down. That generally does.
Right.
I'm seeing some leaning buildings, too. So this one's a rough one. It's not something that Taiwan, well, nobody does. But anyway.
Well, it is a tough one. But here in California, a magnitude six earthquake is pretty significant. A seven puts it into a much different category because it's an exponential scale. And any quake that I've ever been through that has approached that has always been significant. Again, it does depend where the epicenter is. It depends on what kind of ground you have between you and the quake. Certainly, if you're in the coastal areas, you get more prone to what they call liquefaction. So it just depends on how these waves travel through the earth. But what we're seeing, Denise, I mean, it could have been a lot worse, I'm sure. But these particular, like you're saying, these leaning buildings is just, I mean, they could come down at any moment.
Mm-hmm. The injured is around 700 to 800 right now. And Russia, by the way, on their Telegram channels is spreading the idea that this would be a very good time to go in and do some, for China to do some operations, air quote operations, under the guise of rescuing, to actually take over the country.
Oh, wow. Well, the international community, I mean, that would just be such a terrible thing to see happen under that guise, right? But that's all it would be. It would just be a guise.
That's right. So this one's going to be a tough one to watch. Tony Blinken may very well want to change his trip to Saudi Arabia.
Indeed, indeed. Well, and again, because that's what happens on the world stage. Something can happen that turns everything around literally in what they might call a New York minute, basically. And you have to be able to react to these kinds of things. And a bad actor can take advantage of something like this when in reality it should be humanitarian aid or whatever the people of Taiwan might need at this time. Well, of course, you know, we've been talking a lot about what's happening with Iran, with Israel. I mean, how much, you know, we talked about a little bit yesterday. It is an escalation, but in terms of these widespread protests, the possible reprisals that'll be in the offing, how much does this now expand this conflict, and can it plunge? I mean, it sounds so overly dramatic. Can it plunge the Middle East into a conflagration, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it absolutely can. And this would be the time that I think some of these other countries, you know, Bahrain is part of the Abraham Accords. I think I would be having some discussions here of who wants to solve this problem in the Middle East with Iran and you know, why don't we join forces? Why don't we have this discussion before we ever have a two-state solution discussion? Can we deal with this kind of stuff once and for all? Can we, you know, have a discussion about Gaza and Hamas and Sinai and the roles that Egypt and Jordan would play, or the Emirates, or, you know, any of these other countries? I mean, step it up. Step up the game here. If I literally were Israel, I would be shaming all of these Islamic countries and the Islamic leaders that, you know, and I'm not hearing that. I'm not hearing that these Islamic leaders, you know, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia or, you know, al-Sisi or any of these others saying, you know, this is not what Islam is about. And not about just going after Israel. It's the way they went after Israel and what Hamas did. And, you know, where is the global shame? Well, we had global shame for what? A couple of months? No, not so much.
Right. Well, you know, speaking of Muslim leaders, there was this a little bit of a dust up, I think you could call it, when you had some of these Muslim leaders not want to go to the end of the Ramadan dinner at the White House, supposed to protest Joe Biden and his policies, the policy towards Israel that exists at this point, basically. And obviously they're trying to send a message.
Well, yeah. You know, are we having Christian dinners at the White House?
Good question.
Are we having Jewish dinners at the White House? Oh, God.
Right. And so Karine Jean-Pierre was trying to sort of downplay a lot of this, but this is all part and parcel of why the Biden administration is pivoting in many respects in terms of how it's talking about Israel, what it's telling about Israel. Joe Biden said he was heartbroken and outraged at what happened with the aid workers with this. And again, a terrible mistake that was made, but it wasn't deliberate, but he's outraged by it. So I think they're using that kind of language to try to placate some constituencies.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Yeah. You know, a lot of that is Michigan. Michigan's got 16 electoral votes. So where was Trump yesterday? Oh, ding, 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 Michigan. Before that was, I think, Wisconsin or after that. So.
Yeah, and I appreciate when you've talked about Trump, you know, he needs to go into the belly of the beast, basically. He needs to pour it on like you've never poured it on before in this. And I think they could make a lot of headway.
Well, he needs to be in Arizona. And if I were he, goodness, I'd be going to San Francisco right about now. I'd be going to South Side of Chicago right about now. I'd be having some discussions there because there are people, especially in Chicago, that are turning on the governor, Pritzker, and the mayor, who's more of an idiot than the previous mayor ever thought of being.
Right, right. Well, but this is, you know, the idea is like, you know, go to the places that you're not supposed to, quote unquote, go. And
correct.
Do something that's going to throw the Biden campaign into a total tailspin. Yes, the media will go bonkers with it, but it would be something that the people of those areas would say, hey, maybe Trump actually wants to hear what we have to say, that kind of stuff.
And even if it gets, if he has 10 people that show up, even if he just has 10, and then there are protests and everything else, let's expose it. Let's put it out there. You know, Trump's pretty fearless. he's not intimidated. And I think that this is the guy that always going to have some you know, interesting arrows in his quiver. But goodness, let's put it out there and see how this whole thing goes. I think having a very interesting trip to California would fly in the face of Governor Newsom, and certainly what is happening in San Francisco. And then, you know what? I'd be traveling on out there to Oregon and Washington see how that is.
Well, sure. Yeah, and make it a truly national campaign in that regard, because a lot of times you're trying to go to the swing states and you try to kind of map it out, and there's a lot of decisions are already kind of made for you with the traditional approach. But you mentioned something, Denise, you said about being fearless. Well, that's exactly what the country needs right now, is a leader who projects that. Joe Biden doesn't project it at all, and I think there's a stark difference. Well, Denise, stay right there. We're going to be coming right back, everybody. We'll take your phone calls as well at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be right back with Denise Simon.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News update. The White House expressed outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. The Biden administration has called for a prompt investigation into the incident and demanded appropriate accountability. President Trump is urging the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order. Trump has criticized Merchan, alleging bias and highlighting that the judge's daughter serves as president of a progressive political consulting firm, which reportedly collaborated with President Biden and Vice President Harris. President Biden had a phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months Tuesday. The White House reporting that the two leaders delved into a variety of crucial topics, like China's backing of Russia during its conflict with Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, welcome to everybody listening across the GCN network this morning. GCN, of course, sends our program out to our great affiliates across the country. You also can go to KyleWarrenShow.com, pick up the live stream right there from GCN, and it'll continue to play the program even after we go off the air in the wee hours of the morning. It'll play the program again until we go live again. So it's a very, very cool thing that the wizards at GCN gave us to put up there. So we appreciate that very much. You know who else we appreciate is Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And we've got a couple of calls that are lining up here already. Let's go right over to the telephone line, shall we? Let's talk with Aaron in Denver. Good morning again, Aaron, and welcome back to the program.
Oh, well, good morning there, Professor Potix, and, of course, good morning, Miss Denise. And the thing is, I was supposed to record, and it was last Tuesday, and you had a caller called and talked about, well, Trump hasn't made a decision on what, if he would decide to ban what he agreed to, what he would pledge to have a abortion ban, a national abortion ban. And I'm and I'm thinking of myself, well, no, Trump would not agree to pledge to have a national abortion ban, because before Trump ever decided to run for president, before he ever decided to even get in the games of politics, Trump was pro-choice. I mean, I'm pro-choice, within reason and common sense and rationality. But even if Trump came out and said, no, I could not support a national ban on abortion in the United States, which I would agree with totally. He will still end up getting the majority of the Christian
evangelical.
Right. That word can tie my tongue up somewhere. end up getting that vote. So he still would end up getting the majority vote, even if Trump came out and said, look, I couldn't support a national ban on abortion. The Supreme Court has decided that Roe versus Wade was struck down by the Supreme Court and let the states battle it out. So either way, whether Trump decided to do it or not, he would still get the majority of the Christian vote. I don't want to say another word because it'll just tongue-tie me. But anyway, and one more thing, Denise, what do you thought about the Alabama Supreme Court decision to make embryo eggs human beings? What do you thought about this decision by the Alabama Supreme Court, Denise?
I really can't figure out what the issue truly is here. There are people that eggs into themselves are not a entity, but they have the ability to create life, and
potentially, yes.
And so let's protect that. And it's been around for a long time. I mean, so there are people that can't have children that very much want to have children. And that's an alternative. So, I am pro-life. When it comes to in vitro, that's been around a long time too. So, I'm really not sure I understand the conflict here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same with the abortion pill, which has been around 20 years. And now the U.S. Supreme Court at the highest court at the federal level, it will decide, can women have that option if they want to have an abortion? So, and I think the Supreme Court at the high level in Washington, D.C. will say, well, this drug has been around for 20 years. Yes, it has some side effects, but so does the birth control pill. The birth control pill has side effects. Every drug under the sun has some form of side effects. So, if this drug's been around over almost 20 years and it's overall safe, then I see the Supreme Court striking down this Fifth District decision trying to outlaw the abortion pill. What do you think, Denise?
Yeah. Well, good question, Aaron. We appreciate it. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
It comes down to, I think at some point, this is one of the topics that I just don't think that there's ever going to be a solution that's going to satisfy everybody, period, in the report. It's I've copped out on this discussion because we've been at this debate for 50 years. So,
yeah.
And it's kind of like the two-state solution. How long are we going to talk about it?
Yeah.
So let's drive a stake in the ground. You want an abortion pill. You do it up till, some point in the term of the pregnancy, and then after that, it's over with.
It's hard to solve. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
The one thing that's been left out of this entire discussion is the Hyde Amendment.
Right, about not providing federal, is that the one about federal dollars?
Yeah. And we're back to that again, and nobody has that discussion.
Yeah.
Governments have no business in funding any of this.
Indeed.
I would agree with you, Denise.
Well, Aaron, Aaron in Denver, we appreciate the call so very much.
Adios!
Yeah, take care. We'll talk again soon. All right, Aaron in Denver, everybody. And we're going to head right over here. We've got still some time left here on the segment, and I hope plenty of it. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
I just want to start off by mentioning Rachel Maddow. I think she's off the reservation. I think she's totally off the reservation. She's not tethered to reality in any way, shape, or form anymore. She's just, you know. I think she needs to do some self-reflecting upon what she is saying when she gets on that platform that she's been given.
Yeah.
But I just want to mention something about this thing about abortion. The day after pill, okay, I think it's a nothing burger because it's only effective up to 10 weeks. Now, if a state has a six-week ban, complicates things a little bit, but I think those little details can be worked out. What I really want to mention is the paradox, okay, with abortion. The Constitution restricts the federal government, okay, from infringing upon any of our rights. It's restrictions upon government. Now, it doesn't entitle anybody to any right, but the paradox is, okay, it can't prevent you from expressing your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Can't prevent you from, you know, your right to assembly, and it can't prevent you from your right to an abortion. Okay? Abortion is legal. The federal government has no authority to ban abortion. The president has no authority to ban abortion.
Yeah, they sent it back to the states. They said this was going to be a state issue. So states could, in effect, have different kinds of abortion laws.
And they do.
Yeah, exactly.
They do. They have state, individual states can regulate it as they choose based upon what their voters determine. You know, that's outside federal authority.
Mm-hmm.
Federal government has no jurisdiction there.
Right.
I just wish we could get some more guidance from President Trump on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it would be really sensational. He could just clarify things so easily by saying, I have no jurisdiction to ban abortion, period. Nor does the Supreme Court.
Well, you got two sides. One that wants to have a national ban, and then the other wants to have Congress, you know, encode or, you know, encapsulate abortion in legislation. So, you know, you got a couple of different things happening there. But Neil,
Who wants a national ban? What, the religious right? The evangelical?
Yeah, they do.
Nobody's having it. Yeah.
But, Neil, thanks for calling. We're going to head out to the break. We'll talk to you again here real soon. Thanks for the call. And, Denise, thank you so very much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Good morning.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out. Come back. Check us out because we're going to have Chris Markowski.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, where is the money? What's who's got the money? Where's the money going? Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. And yes, still standing, as it were. And we're glad to be back with you. Of course, as I said, Kyle Warren with you. We've got Chris Markowski, by the way, who is holding on the telephone line. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Head over there, find out all about Chris's radio show, about his podcast, and all the other great stuff that he has to offer over there. And so once again, it's our great pleasure to welcome Chris Markowski to the program. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we've got a lot to talk about, as always, of course. I did see this earlier today. It was on MarketWatch, and it talked about the fact that it looks like the Dow went down about 500 points early in the day on Tuesday. So they're posing the question, is this kind of a stumble? Is this, you know, looking to show us some kind of major pullback that could be in the offing in the stock market, or is this just part of that up-and-down roller coaster that we always see?
Kyle, I have no idea. Never have, never will. And anybody who tells you that they know is a fool. And so, you know, columns and articles like this are, you know, they're great at trying to, you know, fill space But until I'm able to come up with that, 1980s DeLorean with the flux capacitor and, Biff's almanac at some point in time, it's just not going to happen. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen over the next week, the next month, the next day, and anybody who tells you that is a fool. So, don't invest in a way where, you think you're able to tell the future.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying very, very much, and especially about the almanac. Yeah, if we just had one of those, imagine you could really clean up if you knew who won the World Series for the next 40 years, that kind of thing. I'll tell you this, though. Obviously, the trendiness that's associated with these market watchers sometimes it is a little disconcerting, because it's like, this is up today, and, oh, no, we're not on that anymore. We're doing something else, and you might have invested your money, and that would be a mistake.
Again, if you have a process to the way you do things, and you understand that, markets are going to trade, and, the indices are going to move, and you're a long-term investor in high-quality companies, well, guess what? You're not going to worry about these things. If you're investing over the short term, well, that's an exercise in futility. That's speculation, which is akin to gambling. And whenever you speculate on something, you better be ready to lose every dollar that you have. This is why it's a complete difference. People need to understand the difference between investing and speculating.
Indeed, indeed. And now when somebody does look at an investment, I always hear these, the talking heads or whatever, they're always talking about, where the particular industry might be going. They look at some of the numbers that come out as a result of, the disclosures that they make and so forth. Is that how difficult is it for the average investor to drill down on that kind of thing and have, it would seem to me it would take years of experience and learning to be able to interpret all that.
I'm sorry, to interpret what exactly?
All the different numbers that come out from the public disclosures of how they arrived at their profit and loss and all these kinds of things. They've got to be able to follow all that, realize where the industries are going, competition, all these kinds of things, and then decide whether to buy a stock. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a part of it. You obviously want to take a look at, where you feel the company is going to be based upon its prospects down the road, why you're buying a certain company, whether or not you're looking for income with dividends. There's a myriad of different things that go into your decision-making process when you're building out, various different portfolios and basing upon what people's wants and needs are. All of those things need to be taken into consideration. But the machinations of what these companies put out every quarter, it's a bit much. Mm-hmm. To me, that's more driven to increase Wall Street profits and activity than anything else. I mean, do we really need to have quarterly numbers? Is it really necessary that we need to know everything that's going on within a company over every 3 months? I'm not so sure about that. I'm not looking to buy a company over a 3 month period of time, and really things going to change that much. I understand in putting out, releases and whatnot, but, obviously, that certain months of the year and quarters of the year are going to be better than others. To me, I think it can be a little bit, overbearing to some degree.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, there's another story that's out. This is actually from Bloomberg. They talked about running these different simulations, Bloomberg Economics, evidently. They said they ran a million simulations to look at the fragility of the debt outlook. And what they're finding, of course, is that there's going to be a real issue with our national debt. And you've talked about this several times. It's kind of like, trying to sound the warning about this kind of thing. But evidently, the Congressional Budget Office had in its latest projections, according to their report, that the U.S. federal government debt is on a path from 97% of GDP, that it was last year, to 116% of GDP by 2034. This isn't sustainable. And, the fact that we owe all this money is going to sink us at some point.
You know, without a doubt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I laughed at that. I saw that, and they ran a million computations. I'm like, gee whiz, I could have saved it a time. Nine times zero is zero, 50 times zero is zero. I mean, the same answer is going to come out. You can punt the numbers in however you want and do, the 5 million computations. I mean, if you're spending more money than you're taking in, guess what? You know, bad things are going to happen. And, you know, that's what we've been doing for a very long period of time. And, you know, we're talking about numbers that are going to exceed, what we were had during World War II. And, you know, even the Congressional Budget Office's numbers are ridiculous. By law, they can't take in any sort of blips into consideration, like military conflicts or, you know, slowdowns in the economy. They just have to put certain numbers that are in there, making the whole thing stupid. I don't know what to say. I've been talking about this for a while. You know, we know what's going to happen with Social Security. Americans continue to demand more and more and more handouts from the government and more giveaways. No one wants to make any sort of changes. You bring up any sort of entitlement reform. You have both Republicans and Democrats swear up and down they're not going to touch this or do this. Well, then you're not doing anything. Okay. That's like, I'm not going to touch that bomb that's ticking in the corner of the room, both sides. And both candidates say the same thing. And whether you're a MAGA guy or a Biden guy, okay, I'm sorry. Neither president is serious about reducing spending. We've had the worst, I'd say 20, you know, we're going to go to 2004, worst 24 years of presidential leadership, I think our country's ever seen. We can talk about, presidents and, who's the best one. Just take a look at the past 24 years and see where this country is. I explain this to my kids and take a look at the leadership that we've had out of Washington, D.C. It has set us on a really, really bad path. I want to remind everybody, 24 years ago, it was the end of the Clinton administration. Newt Gingrich was there. We had the Republican Congress that came in, and they actually did something about government spending and got things somewhat under control and on the right path. And look at where we've come in 24 years. Another two wars that we fought, spent trillions of dollars that lost. Shutting down the country over COVID and trillions of dollars spent there. We can go on and on and on. Okay. The last 24 years has been a disaster for this country.
Well, indeed, because obviously we're heading down this totally wrong road. Another thing, too, is it looks like, especially in New York, the New York area, you've got retailers saying it's open season on retail workers because, they're just not willing to beef up penalties for shoplifters and overall security for not only just retail but just walking down the street. I mean, this is going to drive businesses out as well.
Well, yeah, this has been ongoing for some time. We've known this already, and organized retail theft and what takes place and a lot of these products are then put online and sold there, and I think that, I think that's something, quite frankly, needs to be cracked down on as well, the ability to sell stolen products online, and I think Amazon is going to have to do a little bit more to do that, but yeah, it's big business right now. Multi-billion dollar underground economy in New York City with the immigration issue and stolen goods being sold, and it's anarchy.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.